Welcome back. Tonight, we're with LaMae and Rees, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
If I die on the top of the hill, if I don't make it, you know my baby will.
Listening to Red Barn Radio, if you've just tuned in, and our guests this evening are Joe LaMae and Sherry Rees. They go and perform by LaMae and Rees, and they are accompanied this evening by some friends, banjoiste Paul Davis, and le harmoniquiste Tommy Kate.
Oh yeah.
He's over there playing the harmonica. So I'd love to talk to you guys, hear how you guys happened to come to this music. You want to start us off, Tommy?
How I came to this music or to music, period?
Let's bring it forward just to this, to how you happened to come to this band.
Yeah, let's do that. I've been playing harmonica for a long time, and I've been in Somerset about 26 years now, and several years ago started going to a community jam that Joe and Sherry host. They were lacking a harmonica player there. So I played guitar once or twice, and I thought, dang, there's a whole bunch of good guitar players here. I'm not going to do that. I'll play harmonica. So I brought my harmonicas with me, and it was an eye-opening experience. And to get to play with a whole lot of different musicians at a jam like that is a great educational experience. And so one thing led to another, and then here we are tonight playing harmonica. So every musician plays a little differently. Different timing, different chord structures. I got a lot of different music floating around in my head, too. And so one of the lucky things about playing the harmonica is that there's nobody else that does it. And so everybody says, okay, we want the harmonica player to back us up. I get to back up everybody there. And it taught me a lot about keys and about chord structures. And it was, like I say, it was an educational experience. I've had the opportunity to play with a lot of other people. And to go in one night from Pink Floyd to Merle Haggard, and then to Prince, and then to Bill Monroe, and to be able to do all that on a harmonica, to have the opportunity to play along with people like that with a harmonica is just a great treat.
I got to brag on him just a little bit. I got to put a little intro in here. Down home locally in Somerset, they do this little thing from time to time. They said, try to stump Tommy Kate. Because I got to brag on him. He's a great musician because there's not many genres he can't play on that harmonica. And he's normally got an electrified box, and he'll make unreal the sounds. One time it's an organ. Next time it'll be a saxophone. But, I mean, he's a great musician.
I get the opportunity to play with great musicians. So they make me sound good.
You're very humble, sirs. Playing banjo like a guitar. Are you a guitar player by trade? Did you learn guitar before you learned banjo?
I actually started playing up about the same time because I kind of growed up, my mom's side of the family, they all kind of play music. And I growed up listening, but I didn't start playing until I was like 17, 18 year old and later in life. For some reason, I don't know why, it seems like I'm born in a different era. I grew up in Kentucky where bluegrass is going real, but I'm always jealous of Joe right here because he got to go to what I call one of the greatest genres ever been put together, is Woodstock. But I got to listen to a lot of bluegrass and growing up, and just kind of like Tom and Kate was talking about, where we are, there's not a whole lot of banjo players. You got the one that's really good, and you got a whole lot of them that's really bad. And I got elected for some reason to get to the banjo because growing up, we had a lot of guitar players and mandolin players in the family. And I went off to the guitar. I always hear a lot of, I guess, kind of like a rock and roll or blues beat from the banjo side of it. And one reason I grafted to the LeMay and Reese here, right here, I love their music, but their songwriting ability. Go to a bluegrass festival, you hear 20 bands do the same song. They got their own music. So to me, it's a part of life. You get to help bring them songs alive.
Yeah, so that's important for you. For spending your time musically, you just soon work with something that's fresh and original. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just like I said, you get to bring it to life. Nobody else has ever had it. And I get fortunate enough to play along banjo for them. Huh.
My daddy played his old guitar as I listened at his knee. In those days, the wildwood flower was planted in my memory. I did not know it way back then, but the roots were growing strong. I knew when I began to hear that sound in my favorite song. All a wildwood flower needs is just a little seed. Thank you.
from Pulaski County. I was born and raised there. Raised up in a traditional bluegrass group. Played bluegrass music all my life. I was 18 before I realized there's different kinds of music. I probably played in every restaurant and every little ice cream shop in Somerset, Kentucky, all the way up north and south. That was a good way to make money back then, and I really appreciate that. And if I listened to my dad, I'd been playing like the banjo or the mandolin instead of packing this big thing around. But generally, we had like jams or whatever you want to call it back then, get-togethers and family get-togethers in yards and everybody. And everybody played different instruments, but nobody played the bass. So here I'm playing the bass. I got to meet Joe and Sherry down at the Carnegie at the jam sessions there, and I was fortunate enough to fill in, play some bass down there, and they asked me to play a few gigs here and there, and here you know it, I'm here tonight enjoying myself, usually on a Friday or Saturday night, but on Wednesday, this is a treat.
Nice. All right.
And I'm retired a couple years ago, so I'm ready to play.
What are you retired from doing?
I taught school for 33 years.
And what did you teach?
My last assignment was teaching special need kids in a juvenile facility.
Wow.
So in a day treatment center. I did that for 12 years, and they've taught me back coming in like the substitute and things like that. So I'm filling in, playing music, and doing what I love.
I left Frisco yesterday. I had some good times with my friends. I never let on that I knew that you and I were at the end. I've learned too well to pretend. I'm coming home to see you one more time, 'cause you're the one who made me cry. I'm coming home to see you one more time. I'm coming home to say goodbye. Mountains and the coast are clear. I see the lights of Monterey. Oh, California, my old friend. Let's not forget those early days, for I may never pass this way. I'm coming home to see you one more time, 'cause you're the one who made me cry. I'm coming home to see you one more time. I'm coming home to say goodbye. I'm prepared to face the pain of leaving one I love so well. But you're a stranger in my life, so why not end this living hell? Then only time alone will tell. I'm coming home to see you one more time, 'cause you're the one. Coast are clear. I see the lights of big LA. California, my old friend. Let's not forget those better days, for I may never pass this way. I'm coming home to see you one more time. home to see you one more time. I'm coming home, say goodbye. I'm coming home, say goodbye.
You know, I was in the Air Force and I got out in January of 1969 and I came back to Rochester, New York, and I went to work for Eastman Kodak Company. The beginning of July, my brother told me about this Woodstock Festival. I had no idea it was going to turn out like it did. I thought it was going to be like a folk festival, maybe they'd have some workshops. So I went down to the Kodak Camera Club and rented a zoom camera, 8mm, you know, not even Super 8, just regular 8. And my wife and I and a friend of hers, we took a bus down and got as close as we could. We ended up walking about 7 or 8 miles, and luckily, my wife at the time was a young 18-year-old, very pretty girl, and here comes a van bringing somebody back to the festival who'd been injured, and then they looked at her and they said, hey, you want a ride? So luckily, I got a ride into the festival from about halfway. I always appreciate
they
that.
They said, no, not you, just her.
I took movies, and I would take them out and show them to, you know, friends and family now and then, and finally, my former wife had them converted to VHS. Then I had them converted onto DVD. And I mentioned them to you about 5 years ago when we were here. And you said you should put them up on YouTube. So I did. 3 years ago, Ann Curry featured some of the clips on NBC Tonight or whatever that program is called. Nightline. They had about 3 seconds of clips in there. And then earlier this year, I got a call from a film company in Los Angeles. They're doing a documentary. They want to use some of the film, and they want to interview me because they want to interview people that were there who weren't the stars or the, you know, the big names, just the people who went. And then about a month ago, I got a call from London, England. They're doing a History of the United States for the Smithsonian Channel, and she wanted to use the movies in the 60s. And not only that, but they're kind of featuring me. And she told me today, I got an email, they're going to segue from Nixon gets elected to Joe LeMay voted for Eugene McCarthy in 1968. And 8 months later, he was at Woodstock, you know, that sort of thing. That's going to be interesting.
The cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, she warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day of July. She flies o'er the rivers and flies skies above. She flies back to the mountains and mourns her true love. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day of July. See
my true love look for me. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July.
I'd like to thank our guests, Joe LeMay, Sherry Reese, Paul, Tommy, and Randy for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, Adam Schrodinger and Dave Kelleher. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Hey, once again, I wonder if we might hear another tune from Joe LeMay and Sherry Reese to see us off tonight.
Well, I can't understand. She let go of my hand, left me here facing the wall. Why she did go, I would sure like to know, but I can't get closer at all. Though we kissed in the hot blazing night time, she said she'd never forget. But now the morning is near, it's like she ain't here. She just acts like we never have met. It's all new to me, like some mystery. It could even be like a myth. It's hard to think on that she's the same one that last night I was with. From darkness dreams are deserted. Am I still dreaming yet? I wish she'd unlock her voice once and talk instead of acting like we never have met. If she ain't feeling well, why don't she tell instead of turning her back to my face? Without any doubt, she seems too far out for me to return to or chase. And though the night ran whirling and swirling, I remember her whispering yet. But evidently she don't, evidently she won't. She just acts like we never have met. If I didn't have to guess, I would gladly confess to anything that I might have tried. If I was with her too long or I'd done something wrong, well, I wish she'd tell me I'd run and hide. And though her skirt had swayed as the guitar played, her mouth was watery and wet. But now something has changed, she ain't the same. She acts like we never have met. Thank you. I'm leaving today, gonna be on my way. Of this I can't say very much. If you want me to, I can be just like you and pretend that we never have touched. And if anybody should ask me, is it easy to forget? I'll say it's easily done. You pick anyone and you pretend that you never have met.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Joe, Sherry, Paul, Tommy, and Randy for being with us tonight.
The word gourmet means higher quality or unique, and the food at West Coast Gourmet Pizza lives up to that name. From sandwiches to salads and pizza, West Coast Gourmet Pizza has it all. For more information, westcoastgourmetpizza.com.
Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.